Good morning. It's the 9th of May. Our middle reading today is Song of Solomon, chapter 6. I'm going to read to you from an exhortation given by Brother Harry Tennant. I read, "We sometimes get lost in the imagery of the Song of Solomon and fail to take to heart some of the basically simple and saving lessons that are to be found there. Today, we shall look at some of the things concerning the bride. Here is the description of her. It's in chapter 6, verse 10. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? This is the collective bride, as the conclusion of the verse would indicate. But look at some of the qualities she possesses. She looks forth. It is as though she looks down from her window at the breaking of the day. She is a bride of the morning, early morning, the dawn. She is waiting for Zion's glad morning, when she will meet her beloved. We are people of the day, people of the light, those of whom it is said, 'The path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.' That's from Proverbs 4, verse 18. The perfect day is the dawn. Our deeds are to be deeds of light and not works of darkness. We must be lookout people, watching. As we read in Psalm 130, verse 6, 'My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning.' I say, more than they that watch for the morning." The bride was looking out for the coming of her Lord. So are we. She is fair as the moon. The symbolism of Scripture often makes Christ the sun, S-U-N, of righteousness, for example, and the orb of reflected light is the moon, is the bride. She is white, like the snow of Lebanon. We must seek to be snow white and beyond reproach in this world of debased morals. Amongst ourselves too, we must behave in that way. You will recall that Scripture says of the bride that her clothing is both white and clean. And so in Revelation 19 we have this: "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honour to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." The bride makes herself ready. That is the part of every bride. In response to her preparation, God's gift to her is that she will be clothed in fine linen, clean and pure. She will be clothed with righteousness because she has kept her trust with the bridegroom. The psalmist gives the same message. "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation." That's Psalm 24, verses 3 to 5. And she is clear as the sun. Clear means clean or pure. It occurs in the expression, "He that hath clean hands and a pure heart." The bride is chaste for her husband. This means that she has not dallied with other attractions, not sullied her mind, not betrayed her trust. As he is pure, so she seeks to be pure. "For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste or pure virgin to Christ." So wrote the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Thank you for listening.